Your mind will create problems just to give itself something to solve. Pay attention to what's real, not just what feels urgent. The way you speak to yourself will either be the reason you heal or the reason you keep breaking. The mind will do anything to protect itself, even if it means convincing you that you're better off alone. You overexplain yourself because at some point, someone made you feel like being misunderstood was your fault. Some people leave without saying goodbye, and some goodbyes happen long before anyone leaves. Most of the time, you don't actually miss the person. You miss who you were when they were around. You can want change and still be terrified of everything it asks you to leave behind. Sometimes you have to break your own heart by walking away from something you still want. You convince yourself you're difficult to love, but maybe you've just spent too much time with people who never knew how to love you. The way you treat yourself in your own head will always matter more than the way anyone else treats you. You can't force yourself to stop feeling something just because you know it isn't good for you. You tell yourself you're different from everyone else, that you see the world in a way no one else does. But when you strip it down, you're searching for the same things as everyone else: love, belonging, purpose. The details are different. The paths vary, but in the end, we are all just trying to find a way to feel whole. You tell yourself you want peace, but when life finally slows down, you feel restless. You crave excitement, but long for stability. You wish for love without uncertainty, but the moment it feels easy, you start questioning if it's real. Maybe the problem isn't what you have or don't have. Maybe it's that the mind always believes something is missing. Becoming your new self isn't about leaving behind who you used to be. It's about finally stepping into the version of you that's been waiting beneath everything you thought you had to be. You are not starting over. You are becoming. You don't lose people when they walk away. You lose them the moment they stop choosing you. Most people aren't avoiding you. They're avoiding their own feelings, and you just happen to be in the way. People say they want honesty, but what they really want is honesty that doesn't make them uncomfortable. They want truth that still makes them comfortable, still allows them to live the way they did before. Because once you know something, you can't unknow it. And knowing means responsibility. Some people don't break your heart. They just confirm what you were already afraid of. You can't make people see you the way you wish they would. You either accept how they see you, or you walk away. Some people don't realize they've hurt you, because they were never paying enough attention to notice they mattered to you. It's strange how people become memories. One day you talk every day, and then suddenly you don't. And it's not like there was one final moment, one clear goodbye, just a slow unraveling until one day they are no longer part of your present. But you still carry them, still hear their laugh in certain songs, still think of them when the seasons change. Still wonder if they ever think of you too. There are people who come into your life like a storm, intense and all-consuming. And then there are the ones who arrive like a quiet morning, steady and familiar. The kind of love that doesn't demand attention but just exists, waiting for you to notice. And maybe the best kind of love is the one that doesn't make you chase it, but instead reminds you that it was never leaving in the first place. I think people are more like echoes than we realize. You can leave a place, leave a moment, leave a conversation, but pieces of you stay behind, a sentence you spoke offhand, a laugh someone remembers, a presence that lingers even after you're gone. We don't always know the weight we leave behind, but it's there. Family isn't just the people you come from. It's the ones who shape you, the ones who teach you how to move through the world with more kindness, more strength, more understanding. If someone ever made you feel safe enough to dream bigger, to try harder, to believe in yourself just a little more, that's family too. Loving someone isn't about keeping them. It's about being brave enough to let them go if you have to. The hardest part of healing is accepting that some things won't go back to how they were before. You don't actually fear change. You fear losing the parts of yourself that only exist in the life you're leaving behind. You will never be able to make someone stay who doesn't want to, and you shouldn't have to convince them. You don't actually overthink. You just don't like answers that feel incomplete. You can spend your whole life waiting for an apology, or you can accept that some people live without ever seeing the damage they cause. Sometimes, the fear of being abandoned turns into pushing people away just to see if they come back. You are not hard to love, but if you believe you are, you will only notice the people who treat you that way. You're not always healing. Sometimes you're just learning how to live with the parts of yourself that never fully did. You don't always want what you think you do. Sometimes you just want to feel the way you thought it would make you feel. The hardest part of letting go isn't moving forward. It's accepting that some things won't make sense no matter how many times you try to rearrange the past. You can know exactly why you feel the way you do, and still not be able to stop feeling it. There's a version of you who already has the peace you're searching for. You're not far from them. The worst part of overthinking is that it convinces you it's helping when all it does is exhaust you. You're not weak for needing reassurance. You just need to unlearn the idea that love disappears when you ask for it. Sometimes the hardest part isn't knowing what's best for you. It's choosing to do it. The mind understands logic, but the heart only understands loss. Most of your stress comes from wanting things to be different than they are. The moment you stop resisting, everything feels lighter. You were taught to be strong before you were taught to feel safe, and now you mistake exhaustion for resilience. You crave stability, but you romanticize the things that make you unstable. Maybe it's not chaos you love. Maybe it's just what feels familiar. The reason you can't let go is because deep down, you still think there's something left to hold on to. You don't want closure. You just want a version of the past where things didn't fall apart. You have the ability to love. But when love has always felt like something you had to earn, it's hard to believe it can exist freely. The hardest part about making peace with the past is accepting that the apology you've been waiting for will never come. You're not behind. You're just measuring your life with someone else's ruler. There is something about the way night feels when you can't sleep. Like the whole world has forgotten you exist. Like time moves differently when no one is awake to witness it. Thoughts sound louder, emotions sit heavier, and the things you spent the whole day avoiding suddenly demand to be felt. Moving forward isn't about forgetting. It's about learning how to carry the past without letting it weigh you down. You don't have to heal all at once. Some days, progress is just getting through the day without looking back. You can't move forward if you're still waiting for the past to give you permission to let go. progress isn't always visible. Sometimes it looks like standing still and choosing not to fall apart. Some emotions don't disappear. They just change shape. You don't have to fight them. Just learn to live alongside them. Overcoming something doesn't mean it stops hurting. It just means it no longer controls you. You don't need to have everything figured out to keep going. Uncertainty isn't failure. It's just part of the process. Some days, the biggest progress you make is simply deciding not to give up. That's enough. Your mind will convince you that you haven't grown, but look closer. There are things you once thought you'd never get through, and yet here you are. You don't have to be the person you were before the pain. You're allowed to become someone new. Progress isn't always about moving fast. Sometimes it's about not letting yourself turn around. Letting go doesn't mean you don't care anymore. It just means you finally decided to care about yourself more. You want to be understood, but you don't say what you really mean. You hope people will notice, will read between the lines, will see through the things you don't say. But they don't. And so you sit in silence, feeling invisible, forgetting that no one can hear the words you never speak. We all want to be someone's favorite person, someone's reason, someone's best memory. Maybe we just want proof that we mattered, that our existence left something behind, that someone out there sees us the way we hope to be seen. Maybe that's all love is. Being noticed and staying unforgettable. There are things I should say out loud, but I don't. Not because I don't want to, but because the moment I try, the words feel smaller than the feeling. So I let them sit in my chest, hoping that maybe someone will hear them anyway. I wonder if I'll ever stop thinking about all the different versions of my life I didn't choose. The paths that could have led somewhere else. The chances I didn't take. The moments that slipped by before I realized they mattered. Maybe there's another me out there, living a life I'll never know. Some silences feel heavier than words. The ones that stretch too long between messages. The ones that fill a room after someone walks away. The ones that settle in when you realize you have nothing left to say. Some silences are peaceful. Others feel like an ending. There's a difference between solitude and loneliness. But no one really explains where the line is. Sometimes being alone feels like freedom. Like a deep breath after too much noise. And sometimes, it feels like standing in a crowded room with no one to turn to. It's strange how we build entire lives around things we never really chose. The name someone else gave us. The city we happened to be born in. The habits we picked up without thinking. At what point do we decide who we actually want to be? And at what point do we just accept what we've been handed? Nothing about your life is small. The way sunlight hits your floor in the morning. The sound of someone laughing at something only you would understand. The feeling of water washing over your hands. None of it is meaningless. Pay attention. Let it mean something. Let it be enough. You will never regret appreciating something too much. But you will regret not noticing it while you had it. The way someone always saved you a seat. The way your house smelled after it rained. The way someone said your name like it was familiar. Life is made of things you don't realize you'll miss until they're gone. Good friends are the ones who know how to talk you out of your own head. The ones who remind you that you don't have to be fun or interesting or perfect to be worth showing up for. Some people feel like home because they don't ask you to be anything other than yourself. Your life won't always feel exciting. There will be days that blur together, moments that feel ordinary, routines that feel unremarkable. But one day you will look back and realize those were the moments that built you. Not the big events, just the quiet, steady act of living. You never really move on. You just learn how to exist without what you thought you couldn't live without. You don't miss them. You miss the way they made you forget the parts of yourself you didn't want to sit with. You don't have to be ready to move on. You just have to be willing to take the first step. Growth is strange because it happens so slowly that you don't notice it. Until one day, something that once broke you doesn't anymore. The past will never change, no matter how many times you replay it. But the way you carry it is entirely up to you. Sometimes your brain confuses safety with familiarity, which is why you keep running back to the same things that hurt you. I think we all have moments that don't belong to time. A conversation that replays like it just ended. A face you still search for in unfamiliar places. Some things don't stay, but they don't disappear either. They just live in the spaces between what was and what still feels like it could be. You spend so much time trying to be understood, but maybe the real piece is in learning to be okay if you're not. You wait for the right time, the right opportunity, the right feeling. But every time you think you're ready, another doubt appears. Another excuse keeps you standing still. So you convince yourself that waiting is the answer, when really, it's just the safest way to avoid failure. Sometimes I wonder if I'm remembering things the way they were or just the way I wanted them to be. Maybe it doesn't matter. Maybe the feeling is what counts. The way a memory lingers long after it should have faded. The way some people never really leave, even when they're gone. You will never notice how much progress you've made if you are only looking at what's left to be done. Growth happens quietly. In the way you no longer react the way you once did. In the way certain things no longer affect you. You don't always need a big moment to prove you've changed. Sometimes it's just realizing that you have. Waking up in the morning feels different when you stop seeing it as something you have to do and start seeing it as something you get to do. Most people don't realize how much of their life is lived on autopilot. Going through routines they never chose, fulfilling obligations they never questioned. But what if you asked yourself every morning, what if today could be different? Would you still live the same way? There is something so freeing about realizing you don't owe anyone the version of yourself they remember. You get to evolve, to shift, to rewrite the way you live in your own story. The people who love you will make space for who you're becoming, not just who you've been. You are allowed to change your mind, to wake up one day and realize that what you once wanted isn't what you want anymore. That doesn't mean you were wrong before. It just means you've grown past what used to fit you. The most revealing conversations are the ones that never actually happen. The words you almost said, the confessions you rehearsed but swallowed instead, the way your mind constructs every possible version of how things could have gone. You aren't just mourning what was left unsaid. You're mourning every reality that could have existed if you had been brave enough to say it. Sometimes you become so consumed by proving a point that you forget why you cared so much in the first place. You argue, you justify, you fight to be understood. But at what cost? The more time you spend explaining yourself to people who don't want to understand, the less time you have to live in ways that don't require explanation at all. The way you speak to yourself is the foundation for how you experience the world. You can't grow into the person you want to be if your mind is constantly reminding you of everything you are not. You deserve a voice inside your head that speaks to you with the same kindness you offer to everyone else. You can learn so much about yourself just by paying attention to how you feel when you're around certain people. The ones who make you feel lighter. The ones who leave you drained. The ones who remind you of who you are. Energy never lies, but it's up to you whether you listen. You assume that because you see yourself so clearly, others must see you that way too. But no one will ever know you the way you know yourself. They will only ever see the parts of you that you show them. The way you laugh when you feel uncomfortable. The way your tone shifts when you're holding something back. If you want to be understood, you have to give people something to understand. There's something about hearing your name spoken by someone who rarely says it. Like suddenly you exist in a new way. Like you were just a background thought until now. And in this moment, you're real to them. Sitting in a room full of people and realizing that every single one of them has a life as intricate as your own is overwhelming. You are just an extra in the background of their story, and they are extras in yours. And yet, in some small way, this moment, this brief crossing of lives, is now part of you both. There's a strange comfort in listening to an old song and realizing that the version of you who needed it no longer exists. At one point, those lyrics made sense in a way nothing else did. Now they are just words, detached from the feelings they once carried. You outgrow things without realizing it, and one day you'll outgrow the things that weigh on you now. Not because you forced yourself to move on, but because you quietly became someone new. Silence from someone you love is one of the loudest things you will ever hear. The mind fills in the blanks, creating versions of the truth that hurt more than any real answer ever could. You start to believe that the lack of words carries more meaning than words ever could. But the truth is, silence isn't always a message. It's just an absence. And not every absence needs to be given a voice. Not everything you let go of was bad for you. But that doesn't mean it was meant to stay. Some things are good for a certain season of your life. And then one day they just don't fit anymore. It's okay to outgrow what once felt like home. Sitting still in a loud place makes you realize how much of life moves without you. Conversations blur, footsteps blend into a rhythm, and people rush from one thing to the next, unaware of anything outside their own orbit. And yet, in that stillness, you see it all. You realize how much of life is just repetition, how easy it is to follow the crowd without asking where they're all going. The moment you step back, you get to decide if you actually want to go with them, or if you want to stay walking your own path. You don't have to feel ready to start, you just have to start. Every single chapter of your life is important, even the chapters that aren't as exciting or successful as others. Every part of your life plays a part in your future. You don't need to be perfect to be loved. You don't need to be perfect to be valued. You don't need to be perfect to belong. You don't need to have the right words every time. You don't need to always know what comes next. You don't need to be free of doubt, fear, or hesitation. You are allowed to be unfinished. You are allowed to make mistakes. You are allowed to exist as you are, without having to prove you deserve to be here. You don't need to be perfect to be seen as kind. You don't need to be perfect to be noticed. You don't need to be perfect to be enough. You are still allowed to want more, even if your life is good right now. You don't need to prove your worth to anyone who refuses to see it. If someone refuses to see you for who you are, then they never wanted you to grow in the first place. Some things won't make sense until you have enough distance to see them clearly. When you're too close, all you see is the moment. How it feels, how it breaks, how it refuses to give you answers. But time creates space, and space gives perspective. Distance allows you to see the patterns, the choices, the way things aligned in ways you couldn't recognize when you were inside of them. Clarity isn't something you force. It's something that arrives when you no longer need the past to justify itself. Give yourself time. What doesn't make sense now will find its meaning when you're far enough away to see it for what it really was. You're allowed to exist outside of who people expect you to be. You don't have to carry every version of yourself. Some can be left behind, and most of the time you'll be better off for it. Ask yourself, how much of your old self would you let go of if it meant becoming who you always wanted to be? One bad moment does not undo all of your progress. One mistake doesn't mean you don't make good decisions. One slip-up doesn't mean you can't trust yourself. You have to remember that even your most challenging days deserve grace. Your feelings are valid, but not everything your mind tells you is true. And that's because your heart wants you to feel more than your mind wants you to reason. You don't have to be strong all the time. Softness is strength too. Your past self was doing their best with what they knew. Let them rest. Forgiving yourself is the hardest part, but it's the only way you truly move forward. Most of the time, forgiving yourself makes you realize you shouldn't have blamed yourself in the first place. There is no shame in needing rest, in slowing down, in not having all the answers. You don't need permission to walk away from what no longer serves you. It's not about expecting things to be handed to you. It's about knowing when certain things are hurting you, rather than helping you flourish. You are allowed to take up space, to ask for what you need, to be seen. Not everyone will understand you, but that doesn't mean you aren't worth understanding. You just have to find the people who want to know you genuinely. You can be grateful for the past and still want something different for your future. Your future self will thank you for the effort you're putting in now. For the nights you chose rest instead of running yourself empty. For the times you stayed disciplined even when no one was watching. For every moment you resisted the pull of old habits, old places, old versions of yourself that begged you to come back. One day, without even realizing it, you'll wake up in a life that feels lighter, in a mind that feels safer to live in. And when that day comes, you won't remember every sacrifice, every small, unglamorous choice, but you will know that somehow you got yourself here. Just because you've struggled doesn't mean you'll always struggle. Your worth is not measured by how much you do for other people. Some things you once wanted will stop feeling important, and that's okay. The job you swore would make you happy. The person you thought you couldn't live without. The version of success you built in your mind when you were younger. You will look at them one day and feel nothing, not regret, not longing, just the quiet realization that you have changed. It's strange to grieve something you no longer want, to remember how badly you used to ache for it and wonder who you were when it mattered that much. But maybe that's how you know you've grown, when you can stand where you are and no longer wish you were somewhere else. If there's one thing you should always remember, It's that growth is not something you have to prove. You do not need milestones to validate your progress, nor do you need permission to change. The way you think, the way you move through the world, the way you let go of things you once held tightly, this is proof enough. You are not failing just because it's taking time. You are not behind just because someone else got there first. If you're trying, if you're learning, if you're still showing up for yourself in ways you never used to, then you are already becoming everything you were meant to be.